485-8198. We look forward to seeing you on the 27th. And remember, God is no respecter of persons. What he has done for one, he will do for you.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse number 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." The wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and for you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, I say unto you, I know you not." 5 wise and 5 foolish. It all had to do with oil. Just the other day, in my car, the oil, there's a little indicator that says it's just about time for oil maintenance. But I also had the little sticker in my window, you know, when you get the oil change, to put that up. And I know I got that synthetic oil put in there. That's, of course, almost $100 for oil. $85 something to be exact. Well, I said, now, it can't be ready to be changed now. Something is wrong here. But the light came on, and it comes on to indicate for a little while, and then it'll go off, and then it'll stay on. Don't you get tired of looking at that little red stuff on the dash or, the yellow stuff? It's like, So I said, something's wrong, because I got another 3,000 miles. And so I went to the place. I just told her where I got to change. I just told her, the guy, "I know what's wrong. That, when they reset the computer, they didn't reset it right. They set it for the 3,000 miles rather than the 7,000 miles. He said, "No problem." He went in there and he reset it. That's because it's good oil. Growing up, I used to have a little Dodge Coronet 440. It was I had big wheels on the back, and then I thought it was cool. But I had to keep putting oil in it. Because I put the, when you ain't got no job, you work part-time or something, you get what you can. Every week, I had to put oil in it. Because it was burning up. Because it was cheap oil. I want to ask you a question. What kind of oil are you putting in your lamp? See, if we put cheap oil in our vehicles, don't expect to get the performance you want. Don't expect for it to last like you would want it to last. Or even to lubricate like it's supposed to. You don't put 20 weight in a 18-wheeler. You don't put two cycle in your car. I hope you don't. You know, sometimes if you don't change the oil in a long time, and they show it to you after you change it, it's what they call bulk oil. You know, it's black. I mean, you put your feet, it's like terrible, and that's what's going through your engine. Well, see, if we're not anointed with fresh oil, every now and then we need an oil change. We need a service like this morning. We need just to break all the chains off, to get all the formalities, all the order, and just worship God for who He is and let Him do what only He can do, how He wants to do it. Amen? Somebody say fresh oil. In our life, we need fresh oil. Fresh oil. These virgins, five were wise. If I got to do a demonstration and put a candle here and a candle here and let them burn, let this one burn. When the oil burns down in it, the wick will still burn for a while, but there's no oil. While this one is full of oil and the wick is burning, but it's burning the oil. See, in our service to God sometime, if we are doing it in our own strength, if we've not found that place of rest in Him, we are burning the wick and not the oil. And that's why our service is strewn with wrong attitudes, accusation, feeling like, you know, you're being done wrong or being abused, or because you're burning the wick, you run out of oil. So we want fresh oil. Now, I'm going to show you how we get this oil. Because, see, there's oil and then there's oil. You ever fried fish in old oil? Or anything in old oil? I'm talking about, you know, it didn't feel like going to grocery store, all you had. And then you took a bite. What'd you taste? The old oil. See, that's how work is. That's how your work is when the oil's old. It don't even smell right when you're cooking it. You're like, man, what is that? Old oil. Car don't run right on old oil. I know if I didn't change that oil in that Dodge, after a while I'd hit the accelerator and smoke come out. Low on oil, or the oil's old. We can't afford to run on old oil. You want your car life to be long? One of the main things you do, keep the oil changed. Keep the oil changed. Check the oil. Keep the oil changed. Tell somebody, keep your oil changed. That's why we come to church. You know, it's like a filling station. This is not the end all. This is where we get filled up to go out there to deal with the unsaved, to let our light shine, amen, to share our faith, to preach the word, to do the things of God, that men might see. Interesting, these virgins, and it's just like people that don't change their oil. They want your oil. Give us up your oil. No, you ain't getting this oil. I ain't got enough oil for me and you. They want to abuse you, or get your oil. You know, everybody's got to get their own oil. I can't praise God for you. I can believe God with you, but I can't believe God for you. This is important. Oil. Now, in the tabernacle in the Old Testament, there were three parts to it. There was the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. Now, the outer court, Gentiles could gather in the outer court. Everybody had access to the outer court. The priests could go into the inner court where they had to keep the lamps burning. They had to keep the lamps burning. Okay? That was their job all the time. They could not let the lamp of the Lord go out. That day, 24/7, they had to see that that lamp never went out in the inner court. But in the Holy of Holies, the lamps burn with the light of God. But now, in order to get into the Holy of Holies, the priest had to be anointed with a certain oil. Let me say it this way. It couldn't be two-cycle. For y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Two-cycle is the stuff you put in like lawn equipment. Like in your weed whacker. It's a little thing comes in two-cycle. You mix it into regular gasoline, but it's two-cycle. And you put it in there. Y'all know what I'm saying. Some of y'all know really what I'm talking about better than I do. But you put it in there, and it's for smaller engines to operate. To get into the Holy of Holies, you couldn't use two-cycle. You had to have a certain oil. Okay? Much of the church is satisfied with the holy place. Continuing to do, which is not a bad thing, but it's not the God thing. Let me tell you this. With what's coming on the face of the earth and the challenges that we as the church will face, you will need to be behind the veil. I'm not talking about hiding somewhere. You can be in the midst of confusion, anarchy, and chaos, but behind the veil. That's how Jesus walked. He lived, he preached, he taught from behind the veil. He constantly beheld his Father. He did nothing except he saw his Father do it. In order to get behind the veil, the priests, the high priests, had to be anointed with a certain oil. No other oil. Moses was given the ingredients for this oil, and that's what I want to talk about in these next few minutes with you. The ingredients for the oil for you to have access to the Holy of Holies behind the veil, where God is. You see, I'll say this again and again and again. Something sovereign is coming towards you that requires you to rest. You see, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, they were commanded in Ezekiel, I believe it's 47 or 44, somewhere in Ezekiel there. They could not wear any wool. Okay? They could only wear linen. They could not wear wool or, it says, anything that would cause sweat.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.